of Alexandria, Louisiana, to correspond with Pastor Prevail or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Establishing me in righteousness. Thank you, God, for healing me and fixing me, mending me where I was broken. Thank you, God, for taking off the bands of wickedness from my hands and the fetters of evil from my feet. Thank you, God, for creating in me a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within me. Thank you, God, for making me the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, for putting me above and not beneath. Thank you, God, for another day, another time, another hour of praise and worship to appreciate you. Hallelujah. To adore you. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in your people, my friends, my family. Thank you, God, for your power and your anointing. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, let me speak a word to your people as you would see fit by your spirit. Father, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Father, let the hearers today receive a word of God with joy and gladness. Let us be strengthened and encouraged from the word of God that we may go out and overcome all and do your will. Father, we glorify your name now. We praise your name now. Father, if you heal today and you deliver today, and we thank you, bless our souls. And we'll be careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. We'll join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy, God. You're holy, God, and your glory fills the temple. We thank you now. Thank you now. I want to use for a thought and topic, title, or tag to this message, you've got to know. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you have got to know. What do I mean? You got to know for yourself. You have to know this for yourself. What I'm going to say, you must know it for yourself. And it's kind of like I used to hear him say it all the time, but now I understand it better that you know what you know. You know what you know. You got to know what you know. Because if you don't know what you know, you'll be taken away by every wind and doctrine. You'll be moved by every trial and tribulation. You'll be pushed aside. You would give up. You'll throw in the towel if you didn't know what you know. I know what I know. I know that the suffering, the things that I'm going through right now is not worthy to be compared. I can't do it. I've been through so much. And then, well, but the Lord, you know, pessimistic person. Well, maybe the Lord will do this and maybe the Lord. You know what? The Lord will. It ain't no maybes in God. It ain't no, I hope he might. No. God will either do it or he don't do it. I wish I had somebody. You know, God, he said, is yay or nay. Come on and say, man. It ain't no I might in God. God said he'll do. Oh, come on and say, man. He said that he'll do exceedingly and abundant above all we can ask or even think according to the what? Power. That power is faith. That power is the word of God on the inside of us. Y'all still with me? And so he says that it's not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be what? Revealed. The word reveal is the word apocalypto, which means to uncover. And the only way some things can be uncovered is if some things are stripped. The only way the glory of God could be revealed in your life is if he strip off the labels that people put on you. Come on and say amen. If he strip off your pride, come on and say hallelujah. If he strip off some things that you're laying under, some things that you're hiding behind, God say, let me pull it off so the glory will be revealed in you. Sometimes we don't like when God get to pulling off. But let me tell you something about God. When God pull off, he puts on. Y'all hear me here? If God pulls something off, that means he wants to put something on. So if he stripped you of one thing, he's giving you something else. I wish I had somebody in the house that realized that God is just that good. God is not stripping you to expose you. He's stripping you to bless you. God is not removing things to have you exposed to the element of worry and frustration. But God is giving you something to cover you. He said that you don't need that covering. I got some blood. Let me cover you with the blood. I wish I had somebody in the house. And when he covers you with the blood, it doesn't matter how other people see you. It matters how he sees you. Because when he sees me through the blood. Other people saw what I used to do. They saw what I used to be. But when God sees me, he don't see that. He sees Jesus. Oh, I wish I had somebody. When God sees me, he don't see a sick person. He see a healed person. When God sees me, he don't see somebody bound. He sees somebody delivered. I wish I had somebody. Y'all still with me in this house? It matters how God sees me. Talk if you must. But you just wait on your talk. Because you're going to have to make a but. Oh, but God. Oh, he used to be this. But he a man of God now. He used to act like that. But he laying hands on the sick. He used to do like the devil. But he's casting out devils. Do I have anybody? He used to be broke. But look at him in that whip now. Do I have anybody? Oh, yeah. Ah. Y'all don't know how bad I want to go there. Hallelujah. It's not worthy to be compared to the glory, the doxa in the Greek. The doxa, the glory, the covering of God. It actually means the glow of God and the favor of God. When the glow of God is on you, you know, people know when you're going, you ever have somebody say, man, you just glowing? They don't know what it takes to glow. You see, some people don't know what it takes to glow. Because sometimes you got to be rubbed, and sometimes you feel like it's the wrong way to shine you up. Sometimes you got to be screwed and tightened up by God in order for you to shine. But it's all right. The glory of God. They don't know what it takes for you to glow. Oh, come on and say amen. Don't know what it takes. Because sometimes people think it's easy to glow. They think there's just some artificial way to glow. No, ain't but one way to glow. You got to go through. You got to be all down by the presence of God. And sometimes that means God squeezes you. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Whatever he used to squeeze you, he squeezed you till the all of God from the inside came to the outside. Because God knows what's in you. You just don't know what's in you. You won't know until you get squeezed. Tell somebody, I'm being squeezed right now. I'm being squeezed and it's all right because I know God will make it right. I know what I'm feeling is pain now, but when I come out of this pain, I can tell people how I got over. I can tell them how the Lord made a way. I can tell them I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I can tell them I don't feel no waste time. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to hold my mule. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give me a few minutes. I'm going to go. I don't think I can hold it a third and fourth time. Glory be to God. He said it shall be revealed in them. No. In us. We always look at other people that can make it. And we look at other people that are making it. But what about you? Yeah, you can make it. It's going to be revealed in you. You're not going to stay where you are. I know the devil meant it for bad. You know, we sing this. I had trials and tribulation, unexpected situations, living here below. I had friends that turned their back on me, left me standing in the cold. You know that song? We sing that. He meant it for my good. The devil meant it for bad. Oh, but I'm so glad. Anybody know that? We got to know that God means it for our good. There's so many times we give up before we even see what God has in store for us. You know what? If Abraham would have given up on the first 5 years, he never would have got Isaac. But Abraham kept trying. Huh? The Bible said, who in Jeremiah 17 and 7 said, who against hope believe in hope. Blessed is man who trusts in the Lord, who hope the Lord is. Romans 17 and 7 says, who against hope believed in hope. And we got to understand that we, even though hope is against us, even though we're in a hopeless situation, we still got to keep trying. I still got, that's why Jesus said, if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed, if your faith is small, don't belittle your faith. Because that's enough faith to move a mountain. Do anybody believe that? You got to have faith that you can move that mountain. It doesn't matter. Don't ever give up. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how hard it's been. I don't care how painful it's been. You got to say, I'm never going to give up. Oh, come on and say amen here. As long as you got breath, don't give up. Hallelujah. Now let's go. I'm gonna get out of here. Verse 28 says, and we know. Now, this is after he tells us about some stuff. He tells us about how the Spirit of God, he says that the whole creation, guess what? Whole creation travailed and they groaned. The whole creation is making some noise about you because the whole creation wants you to manifest who you are. Uh-huh. See, we've been who everybody else is. You got people that try to be like everybody else. I wonder what you would be like if you would be you. I wonder how awesome you would be if you would be yourself. We don't need another one of those. We just need the one that God put down. You don't know who you're withholding the blessing from until you be who you are. You don't know what God has in store until you become who you're supposed to become. You see, you're trying to be somebody else, and God said, I already blessed that person, so I ain't going to bless them again with the same thing. So you being somebody else missing out on what God has in store for you for being you. Oh, have mercy. People got plastic surgery trying to look like somebody else. I want to be me. Amen. What's that song that y'all listen to at the Trevor? I gotta be. Gotta be me. Y'all laughing, but you know it. Just trying to make sure you're still with me. So you got to be who you are. Now he says, look at this. And we know all things. Now he didn't say some of the things. He didn't say the good things that work for you. He said all things. That means everything that you might deal with, every shortcoming, every up and down, every high note and low note. Give me a high note, Quinn. Give me a low note. Now play me a chord. Now see what happens here is that it's just, that's how it is. Your life is a high. Your life is a no, but you put it together. It's your low and a high, and then it makes a beautiful song. Yeah. Right? And that's how your life is, but you can't worry when it's the low note because the high note coming soon. Yeah. And you got to understand that even though you got the high note, that after a while you're going to have to go back to the low note because it takes, you got to have all of that to make a melody. I wish I had somebody in the house in here. He said that all things work together. All things work together. All things. That means that even when the devil attacks you, not only that, even when you attack the devil. Huh? Not only that, but when all the things that all the things you might deal with and the stuff that you blame on the devil that you really did yourself. God got a way of making it work out. Some things you chose to do. The devil didn't make you do it. That's Flip Wilson's thought that the devil made me do it. That's not true. You got a choice. You choose to do it or not. And the stuff that you chose to do, you say, ain't nothing but the devil. No, it ain't nothing but you. Maybe you the devil. Come on and say amen now. Listen, let me tell you something. The word devil, D-E-V-I-L, is the word lived backwards, L-I-V-E-D. When you live backwards, that's the devil. When you come on and say amen. When you do opposite of what God wants you to do, that's the devil. Y'all still with me here? And so evil, L-I-V-E, E-V-I-L, and lived, L-I-V-E, live, that's evil and live. You switch it around. If you do the opposite of what God wants for you, that's evil. If you live opposite of how God wants you to live, that's the devil. Come on and say amen. And so even when you experience evil and have hard times and hardships, he said all these things work together for your good. And I'm so glad, and I'm going to laugh about that because I know it's working for my good. And see, that's why when people talk about you, don't get mad. It's going to work for your good somehow. Because someone, they're going to hear about you, and then they're going to come, and they're going to want to hear the word of God. I wish I had somebody. They want to see what God has done to you. They want to see how God has delivered you. Oh, and then they'll realize that the other person is a liar, and God is true for what he said about you. Oh, come on and say amen. And then he goes on, but anyway, he says that we are saved by hope. He said the Spirit making intercession for our infirmities. We have weaknesses. Those infirmities are weaknesses. He says that he make intercession according to the will of God. We got to know that we are not in this by ourselves. We have a paracletos, which means a helper. He comes to help us to achieve what God has for us in the first place. And so if you're ignoring the Holy Ghost, then you're ignoring your help. You keep asking God for help, but then you're ignoring the Holy Spirit when he's talking to you. You ignore him when he's trying to lead you. You asking God for help, and you turning around and forgetting that the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to help you. You ain't by yourself. Don't you know that he's been there the whole time? He's been there, but you've been thinking in your mind what you ought to do, and he's been trying to tell you what you ought to do. Sometimes he wait till you get away from your friends and maybe put social media down, and maybe you driving and you can't do it at the time, and then he begin to talk to you. You think you talking to yourself, but actually it is him who is telling you some things, that he's having a conversation with you, and you sitting up there trying to talk yourself out of having a conversation with him because you said, no, that ain't it. And he's saying, yes, it is it. And I'm trying to tell you what you need to do next, but you won't hear me because you won't turn that music down. You won't hear me because you got to keep picking up that phone to see who texts you. You won't hear me because you still got to try to find something else to do, some reason to do something else other than what I'm telling you to do. If we would just keep it simple and just keep it simple, saints, and just do what God wants us to do, then we'll be able to follow after the Spirit. Sometime it ain't gonna be all miraculous and thunderous, and it ain't gonna be an audible voice that tells you what to do, but it's gonna be a voice, a still small voice on the inside. When you're arguing with yourself, that's the Holy Spirit trying to tell you. He's trying to warn you. He's trying to get you to see what he wants you to see. I'm going to try to get to a close. I know y'all ready to go. He said all things work to what? Together. The word together, the word work together, those two words is in the Greek one word, is the word synergero. And what that word means is that it comes together and collaborates together. It assists you to good, whatever good that God has for you. So it comes to collaborate like if you had a bicycle and you had a chain and a crank, and how the chain and the crank on that bicycle work together to give you some momentum to get to where you need to go. That's what it's all about. That's what it is. When he said all things work together, what he is saying is that it's actually moving you. Preach. And when those things that come against you, it seem like they're holding you back, don't worry, they are actually moving you. You may not feel, you know what, when you ever been in a car and don't feel like you're going too fast, don't feel like you're moving too much, and you know, most time it's those cars that are pretty expensive. You say, man, this car ride pretty good, right? It's those expensive cars. And so what God is doing, he moves you in a vehicle that is not like anybody else's. He moves you to a faster pace, and you think that you ain't going nowhere, and God said, you flying, baby. You think that you ain't moving too fast. You know, you get in an airplane, you don't know that airplane is going 700 miles an hour in the sky, but all you know is every now and then you feel a little turbulence, but that's okay because I'm still moving. You know, if you're in an airplane and they got a storm below, you can go as high as you want to go and get above that storm so you can make sure that you make it without a whole lot of turbulence. And so what God is telling us is that I'm moving you even though you don't feel it, even though you don't know how fast you're going, God say, I'm moving you through your trial. I'm moving you through your tribulation. I'm moving you through your pain. And you don't see it, but I see it, because God says, I know everything. I know the end at the beginning. Anybody in here know he knows? Anybody in here know that he knows? Because if God knows it, then it's all right. God knows my rising. He knows when I'm falling. God knows how to put his hand out and catch me when I fall. Come on and say amen. Oh, come on and give God some praise in here. And the Bible tells us that all things, that if they come against me, he said that all those things, many of these afflictions, he tells us not only that, but he said that all the things that work against us, he said that those things come, but guess what? They won't prosper. Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah. He said there are a lot of things that might come to your life, but they won't prosper. Sickness might come, but it won't prosper. Disease might come, but it won't prosper. Hate might come, but it won't prosper. Sadness and sorrow, pain might come, but it will not prosper, because I'm getting the glory from it all. Do I have any witnesses in here? Notice what he said, and I'm going to try to get out of here. He said it works together for the good to them that love God. Amen. And what if you would read that in the Greek, it would actually read a little bit of opposite. It would actually say, those that love God, it works for your good. Preach. Look at what it says now. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. But it actually, in the Greek, it put those that love God first. And so what we got to understand is that if you love God first, it's going to work for your good. You see, there's a lot of people that quote this scripture. It's a lot of people that try to live by this scripture. But guess what? You can't live by it if you don't love it. You can't claim it for your own if you don't love him. You got to love him first. He says in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things shall be added. What things is he talking about? He's talking about all the things that you might have to deal with. He's talking about all the things that you might need in your life. He's talking about all the stuff that you say is a necessity. He said, I'm going to add it to your life, but all you got to do is seek me. We've been praying for things that God said we already have. We've been asking for things that God said is already yours. Anybody in here know it's yours? Anybody in here know it's mine? I ain't got to pray for it. I just got to wait on it, because God said in his word, I can have whatever I need. He'll supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Do I have any witness? Somebody say yes here. But notice what he says. He said all things work together for the good to them that love God and to the called according to his purpose. You got to be called in the purpose. I ain't talking about call just to preach. I'm talking about any kind of call. Call to witness. Call to be a witness. Because some of us are called to go through some things so that the world may see that God won't be mocked. Some of us are called to bear our cross and hang up there. I wish I had somebody just like Jesus did, and to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For to be able to help somebody while you're in your pain, say, this day you'll be in paradise with me. Do I have any witnesses? Somebody say yes. What I'm trying to tell you is that all the things that you might go through, it's according to God's purpose. It's according to God's will. And if God made a purpose for everything in the world, don't you know he has a purpose for me and for you? Every one of us has a purpose. God has something for you to do. God has something he want to bless you with. He has a door that he's waiting on you to stand in front of, because you don't have to open the door. It'll automatically open. I wish I had somebody. Well, maybe you don't believe it, and you didn't witness by saying amen. So I'm bringing a witness today. Peter, will you be my witness? When he was locked up in jail, the Bible says that an angel woke him up, and his chains fell off, and he walked up to the door, and the door opened by itself. Walmart wasn't the first one to get a self-opening door, but it was Peter when he walked up to the gate, and the gate opened by itself. Do I have anybody that say, I'm walking up to whatever door the Lord has for me to step to, because that door is just waiting on me. It don't wait open for everybody, but it's waiting on you. Get in position so that the door will open up. Somebody say yes. You gotta know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You gotta know it. Somebody say, you gotta know. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you gotta know that you know what you know. Somebody say yes. Well, let me get another witness. All things work together for your good. The thing you thought was working against you is the thing that's going to bless you. Come here, Moses. The children of Israel, they were down in Egypt. And the Bible says that Moses said, let my people go. After God did his thing, Pharaoh and the Egyptians said, here's some gold, here's some money, here's some clothing, just leave us alone. Don't you know the same ones that's been oppressing you, the ones that wouldn't give you straw to make that brick for them, are the same ones who's going to bless you and give you what you need. I wish I had somebody. Oh, glory be to God. But that's not all of the witness, because when they went to the wilderness, or when they went out in the wilderness, Pharaoh got mad and said, we got all my money. They got all my clothes. Let's go get them. The army went after them. And here was Moses with Pharaoh behind him and the Red Sea in front. The Red Sea seems like it was a great obstacle working against them. I wish I had somebody. I'm happy in my spirit because I see what God has done. The Red Sea on one side, Pharaoh on the other side, mountains on either side, ain't nowhere to go. The Red Sea is an obstacle. What do you have in your hand? Stretch it out. Whatever you already know, whatever you already got, use that to open up the Red Sea. When the sea opened up, almost 2 million people walked to the other side. But when Pharaoh came, see, the Red Sea was an obstacle. Now the Red Sea is an ally. I wish I had somebody. Because when Pharaoh got there, the Red Sea closed up and drowned all the army. Do I have anybody? That's a good example of all things working for your good. I know it looks bad, and it looks also sad. I know you're going through pain. I know you're getting frustrated, but it's all right, because somehow, some way, God will. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yeah. Shout glory. Anybody know it? All things work. Now, I didn't understand how when Adam was in the garden and they ate of the fruit, how death was going to work for our good. But I found out in one of the Gospels that when Jesus took death, the Bible says that he died till the sun refused to shine. That he died till the centurion began to preach and say, surely this is the Son of God. Anybody know it? Say yes here. Well, the Bible says that even though he died, that he didn't stay dead, because early, somebody say early, Sunday morning, he got up with power. Somebody say power to make it work for me. Power to make it work for you. I don't care what it looks like. I walk by faith and not by sight. Say yes. Shout glory. Shout hallelujah. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and man despises shame. Won't he do it? Anybody trust him? He's the author and finisher of your faith. Will you trust him? He wrote the book, and at the end, we win. At the end, we got victory. Say yes. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he open up doors? Won't he heal your body? Won't he make a way where there seem to be no way? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, won't he do it? Say, won't he? Will he, won't he? Say yeah. Say yes. Tell somebody it's time for the go. But before I go, I need you to know what I know. I may not know